My name is Father Mark Hamlet. I'm here to boast. I want to boast about our class of 1968 that we're coming together again. Some of us haven't seen each other for 50 years, but we have memories that go way back. We're students at the University of Dallas, and we're proud of the gifts, many gifts, the gifts of wisdom, even, that we received in the class of 1968. I had converted in high school at age 18 to the Catholic faith before I came to UD. And then I never attended a Catholic school before coming here, and I quickly learned my disadvantage and how much I needed a Catholic education. I learned my disadvantage. And I can relate to what the young man was saying when asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" That's the question, isn't it? I prayed hard to become a good Catholic, and God's answer for me was the University of Dallas. As we heard in the first reading, I prayed and prudence was given me. I pleaded, and the Spirit of wisdom came to me. God hears us. If we ask Him, He hears us, and He answers our prayers. Do not be afraid to pray for wisdom. Sometimes it's perfectly acceptable to boast about one's gifts. Not boasting about yourself, but boasting about the gifts you've received from God. I learned how to love here at the University of Dallas. I must tell you before I go further, I'm a widower. I was married to Cynthia Converse, whom I met here also as a member of the class of 1968. We had together six children, and five of our children attended the University of Dallas. And you know that UD disease. Two of them found their spouses here. In 1964, there was a brochure about the University of Dallas. Maybe Sybil remembers it. It was written by Dr. Donald Cowan, then president of UD. The brochure spoke about the indelible mark. The indelible mark. His point was that a good Catholic education with emphasis upon the great works of Western civilization will change you. It'll leave a lasting mark upon your a person, and that was the goal of the education here at the University of Dallas. And I found those words to be very prophetic. Many UD graduates struggle in their first years after the universities, and they're trying to find their way in the world because the University of Dallas is not a trade school, and you guys all know that. Instead, UD teaches you the insight and the wisdom that comes from true understanding and the search for truth. A UD student studies man's attempts across the last millennia to find truth and informed by our faith. A student of UD learns to think, to write, to read, to speak and communicate about truth. A UD student learns tradecraft out there in the world, in the workplace or graduate school. And UD students frequently do succeed professionally over time with their work experience, building upon the foundations that they have learned here. And then they soar, and they do quite well in life. I've seen this phenomenon many times. Not, of course, that UD students don't have fun. Before the Holy Trinity Seminary was completed, our favorite drinking spot, class of 68, was on weekends up on Turkey Knob. And if you don't know where Turkey Knob is, then just ask around the older classes. And once in a while, a motorcycle might find its way down the hall in one of the dorms. I know nobody does anything like that anymore. The UD Tower was being built during our 4 years at UD. And before the roof cap was placed on top with one of the biggest cranes I've ever seen in my life, the classmates would at night haul up cases of beer and climb up the scaffolding and solve the problems of the world while overlooking the most magnificent view of downtown Dallas and Love Field that you could imagine. I went on to graduate here at UD, undergraduate, went on to get my MBA here as well. And then afterwards, Cynthia and I were married, and we began an exciting life that included many years living and working in Latin America, and I was working in international business. Keeping a long story short, Cynthia died of cancer. The kids were grown and pursuing their lives, and I tried to go on as a single man. I was a permanent deacon. However, I'd lived my life in love. I had 37 years of an amazing love, and I found it hard to go on. I needed somehow to find a way to continue to live my life in love. There's wisdom in that. And my bishop agreed, and he sent me to seminary, and I was ordained for the Diocese of Austin in 2010. And I did. I found love again. I found love again as a priest and as a pastor. And for the past 6 years, I've been pastor of Sacred Heart Parish in Austin, Texas. When I got there, I told him, I'm here to fall in love with you. And we have. Sacred Heart is over 90% Hispanic. Perhaps 70% of the adults are undocumented. We generally have somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 kids every year in our religious education program. The parish is poor. I think I've probably blessed more trailer homes than any priest in my diocese. The public schools are horrible. They're dangerous. Many of our children are challenged to declare their gang colors as early as fourth grade. Many do not graduate from high school. Drugs, sex, babies out of wedlock to 13 and 14-year-old girls. This is my community. And they become traps to our people who try to succeed. Many parents are not married sacramentally. They're living in what they call union libre, sometimes with multiple partners, serial partners. Many adults are trapped, and children are trapped in lives of hopelessness and chaos. That's the reality of my parish. So I began to do everything I could to, with God's help, to offer hope for the family. We launched a pro-life ministry, renaming it Pro-Life, Pro-Family. You know when the person stands up in the pulpit at Mass like this and says, okay, on Tuesday night, we're going to have our pro-life ministry meeting, and then three people show up? Have you seen that happen before? Well, we renamed it Pro-Life, Pro-Family. We just had our annual pro-life fair last weekend. We had between 2,000 and 3,000 people at our fair with live sonograms on a big screen and every ministry agency in Central Texas with brochures and exhibits. And we have a program going all year long. We're getting 30, 40, 50, 100 people at our events, pro-life, pro-family. Make the change, you'll see the difference. And it will help people. We launched scouting programs as part of our youth ministry. We have Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, Girl Scouts, and now we have a pipeline of Eagle Scouts. Five just this year alone. Where's the wisdom there? Give a child something you can't take away from him. It's amazing what happens. And I've learned that scouting has also given us a tool to teach parents how to parent and do things with their children. 100% of all of our scouts have the Adalteri Dei Catholic Medal, or the equivalent in Girl Scouts or Cub Scouts. Yes, I'm boasting. I'm proud. God's blessed us. Go take a look at our parish website, Sacred Heart Austin. When I arrived at the parish, I could only find 7 children going to any Catholic schools. And I began to stand in the pulpit every month and say, bring me a letter of acceptance to a Catholic school, and I promise your kid's going to go to a Catholic school. They bring me the letter of acceptance. They say, Father, we can't afford the tuition, even if it's been reduced for financial aid. And I say, get your kids in school. We're going to do this together. I promise we can do this. And today, we have over 150 children in Catholic schools from our parish. I've got 2 here that are considering the University of Dallas. We've also got 2 of our youngsters already in their second year here at UD. We decided that we needed to make the program bigger than just pre-K to 12, and now we're working on it. We've initiated a letter of understanding with the University of Dallas because I've got a pipeline of first-generation Hispanic kids, and we need this wisdom. We need this leadership. We need what happens here at the University of Dallas. We're producing Pentecost bombs. You know what a Pentecost bomb is? A Pentecost bomb is a kid who comes home from Catholic school every day and he can't wait to tell his parents the Bible story he learned that day or the life of a saint. In just a few short weeks, that family is praying together and they're coming to Mass together and mom and dad are getting their marriage organized and arranged with the coming to have their marriage blessed in the church. That's a Pentecost bomb. And I've struggled for years, and Father will struggle with this too, to find evangelization tools. I don't know a bigger, better, more effective evangelization tool than Catholic education. It's amazing what happens. So I've spent way more than the parish can afford, and we founded a Catholic Education Foundation, a tax-free foundation to help pay the tuition bills, the subsidies that we do. All the parents pay the first dollar, and we subsidize. And so the program is called Our Kids at Heart. And if you're interested, there are brochures available after Mass in the narthex. I prayed for God as a young Catholic for wisdom. I prayed for wisdom and prudence as a priest and pastor. And I thank God for his blessings to me and all of my parish family and for all of my class of 1968 that inspired me to do things that I never dreamed of doing. And God bless the University of Dallas, the faculty of the university. Keep this university strong. We need her teaching, we need her truth, we need her wisdom.